Broadcasting live from the beautiful Gwinnett Infinite Energy Center in Atlanta, Georgia, for the Power of Partnering Marketplace Conference, it's time for GWBC Radio. Now, here are your hosts.
It is GWBC Radio broadcasting live from GWBC Pop Marketplace. Lee, this is going to be a fantastic segment. Please join me in welcoming to the show with Exhibits South, Miss Marlene Kelly. How are you?
Very good.
Well, Marlene, tell us about Exhibit South. How are you serving folks?
Well, we were established in 1983. We're local here in Suwanee, Georgia. We began our business just as distributors for portable and modular exhibits. Mm-hmm. And then we've kind of gone from that to just a full service exhibit company where we design and fabricate large custom exhibits, along with still representing several of America's best manufacturers of portable and modular. We do a lot of large format printing and trade show programs for a lot of our customers, along with warehousing and just everything turkey that
so
we can do.
Everything trade show?
Everything trade show.
So how did you get involved in the trade show business?
Well, it started a long time ago. And my husband actually was the founder of the company, and I took over in 2005. But he had a good friend that wanted to get more into the custom side and needed someone to work with some of the portable modular companies as a distributor. And so that's what we started doing.
And then prior to that, had you been involved in trade shows?
No,
so this
I had
was
not.
All new?
I didn't even know what trade show was. No.
So what was it like the first time you went into a trade show hall?
Oh, it was kind of neat, you know, just seeing all of the, I mean, it's so busy, and it's if it's wintertime, you're freezing because all the dock doors are up. If it's summertime, you're burning up, you know, and just depending on what city you're in and everything. But you get to see a lot of the country. I mean, we go all over, you know, spend a lot of time in Vegas and New Orleans and
Chicago
Orlando and Chicago. Right. Yeah, we really do. And it's fun, though. I like it. It's fun to just see the finished product, you know, taking it down from just to nothing to bringing it up and doing that in 2 or 3 days, you know, and then seeing the satisfaction of your customer and you know, seeing them pleased and them being able to market their products is really great.
Right. I know when we do a lot of work in trade shows as well, that people hire us to do this in their booth. And you see, before it starts, it's like, how are they going to get all this done?
Exactly.
And then, like, somehow it all gets, it's like a city being built.
It is.
And then
really
literally
is.
When the bell rings and it's over, they're tearing it back down.
Tearing it down, yeah, and because they got to get ready for
the next one.
Exactly.
Wow, it's really amazing to see it in action like that. Do you have any favorites over the years that you built that you're like, wow, that was kind of special?
We've built a lot for a lot of different companies. You know, we work with a lot of Fortune 500 companies, and you know, I'm trying to think.
But these are some pretty intricate builds, right?
What? Yeah.
Some of them could be multi-story. Like they
We have built several double-deckers. Right. We have. And actually, I think one that I thought was the most beautiful was one of our companies. They wanted to do hand massages, and they wanted to have floating sinks. And so that's what we did. We did a big, super big rock wall with floating sinks and water. And then we had hand massage.
If you can think of it, she can build it. You can have it built, right?
Exactly. And a lot of times what people want to do is they want to see the product, and they want to see the product, how it's actually used. Mm-hmm. And we've done a lot in the construction industry. So, I mean, I guess this being the South and, you know, with all the construction companies here and everything, you know, as far as raw materials, you know, we work with a lot of them, electric and all kinds of different substrates and things like that. So we actually will take their material and build from that so that.
But you've got to have on your team, you've got to have like welders and carpenters,
exactly,
and artists and painters,
exactly,
right?
Exactly.
Wow.
And we do. We do a lot of interiors too. And it's fun. You can come and see us if you like.
So, I'd love to sometime.
Yeah, we're right on Satellite Boulevard. between McGinnis and Old Peachtree in the industrial park there. We're actually expanding from like 72,000 to 91,000 wow. square feet this year. And our facility has a showroom where you can actually see some of our custom work along with some of the portable and modular exhibits that we sell. And then we also, I'll give you a tour of the whole facility, from our graphics design.
You're on. I want to do that. Absolutely.
You
got to
do it. It's beautiful.
Well,
it really is.
I mean, this is a little bit of a side note, but we could probably use a little bit of a travel thingy.
Yeah, we could do that.
Because, I mean, we do a lot of conference and trade show work, as you might imagine.
Yeah, we could do it.
Now, do you have to build it in your place to see what it'll really look like? Or do you model it and then you actually, for the first time, build it in the location?
Okay, it goes from a design stage and then it goes into a CAD. We have CAD special engineers that they actually do the construction,
and then
it's sent to the CNCs to be cut out and everything. And everything's coded as far as so that the guys in the shops know how to put everything together. Once it's put together, then they actually will put it all up just to make sure everything fits properly. Mm-hmm. And then we go to the final stages of skinning it with a laminate or whatever we're going to use, with different materials and things like that.
And then you transport it.
And it all breaks down, so we build the crates, and a lot of the crates are jigged and custom made just so that everything fits in.
So it fits perfectly, and then it's delivered and set up there.
And then we arrange for it to be. We have several freight companies that we work with that know show freight.
That's
real
different.
Big.
That's a whole
different
world.
Make sure
you get
it in there. Get it in there on time.
Right, because if it's not on time, sometimes I've seen it where like the box is 2 feet away from where it's got to be, and they're like, can't touch that till tomorrow.
Exactly.
Right.
They've got their rules. They really
do. There's a lot of rules.
There is show etiquette, show rules, and knowing how to talk to the people on the show floors is very, very important. So save yourself a lot of money.
Now, what's your involvement with GWBC?
Well, I was certified in 2003 as a woman-owned company. I've served on the board for several years. I've rolled off recently just because we were so busy with work and at a growing point. I mean, we're up to almost 40. Actually, I'm in the process of hiring our 40th employee. So that keeps me kind of busy right now.
I would think.
Plus, I'm a grandmother now, too. And so it's just from there, it's serving on the board, being a part of the organization, working on committees, and just helping the organization as a whole to bring in and let other women know. And GWBC has really been good to me because I've gotten a lot of education. There was at one time in my life, there was no way I would sit down here with you guys and talk. I mean, that just wouldn't happen.
Right.
And through them, I have, just business, just how to run a business, They've given me a lot of great things like that to work with. And the people, just other WBEs, that's short for Women Business Entrepreneurs. But just getting to know them, developing relationships with other women and partnering with them has been something like Susan that was just here.
Sure.
She provides all of my commercial insurance.
Now, an event like this where it has so many people in all shapes and sizes in terms of size of companies, you have the littlest, it could be a couple people business all the way up to mega. I mean, we've been talking $1 billion corporation.
Oh, yeah.
So you get the whole spectrum of business in this. Has it always been that way, or is this something that more and more people have been kind of gravitating towards?
I think it is. And one thing you want to do is always be able to mentor younger women who are going into being a business owner. You want to be able to help them and support them, and that I see too as a really great thing.
Right, and that's part of the mission of the group. It's not just a way to make more money. This is a collaboration. There's ways to work together to really be a mentor, be a mentee, learn from other people's mistakes, so help you kind of avoid some of these mistakes that other people have made.
Right.
So now, if what's the perfect client for you? You mentioned you work for all kinds of size businesses. Is there a perfect client for you?
The perfect client is the client that wants to go to a lot of trade shows.
Show.
And likes to build a new one every 3 years.
There you go.
That's the perfect client.
Are there clients like that out there?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, there are. I mean, a lot of times, though, we will start out with an exhibit. A customer will have it, and they may just want to make changes or, mm-hmm. or you know, just do repairs or, you know, refurb it to a point. And we do that. But then a lot of times they want to go a whole new direction, you know, and a lot of times you'll see that about every 3 years.
Is that the rhythm to shake things up a little bit? They get bored with it?
Yeah, I think so. And then plus, you know, their image may change, you know, mm-hmm. their branding may change. I mean, there's lots of different things. Their products, right. you know, that they may want to emphasize a certain product 1 year and something else the next, you know. So, but there's a lot of times where you can reuse the exhibit. It's not like it just gets completely thrown out. Right. I mean, you know, you can use certain panels and things like that.
Now, if somebody wanted to learn more, is there a website?
There is. It's www.exhibits, with an S, E-X-H-I-B-I-T-S, South, S-O-U-T-H.com.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your story, Marlene.
Thank you.
Best of luck.
All right.
All right, we'll be back in a few with GWBC Radio.